Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, we say good morning to everyone out there. Great to have you with us for all you early birds that are out there driving in. Maybe some coaches. Coaches, first ones up in the morning. Everybody asks me, who's the early birds? I go, coaches, man. Football coaches. Those dudes, they get up early. And you know what? Those coaches' hours aren't for everybody because they go 7 days a week. They have long days. You always get that. When you play football, they go, did you ever, you know, it's like a question you ask, did you ever think about being a coach? And I go, I couldn't do it. They go, why? And I said, I wouldn't be very good. I said, I saw the hours Don Shula worked. And I think I couldn't do it. And take care of and be responsible for that much, even if you don't have anything to do with personnel decisions and all that. That is still, well, I can't even imagine. God bless college coaches. For all you coaches at FIU and FAU and all the small football schools to University of Miami, and man, you guys, you're a different breed. So Mario's not only got this game with Syracuse coming up, right? So he's got the phone for that and getting everything done. Guys, we got our game plan. We done here with Syracuse. Have you had a chance to look at this McCord kid, the throw he made? What are we going to do? And trying to get a Rondae Gadsden the ball down the middle, you know. All right, we got to get that. And then he goes, hold on a second. Jimmy, we love you, man. You're coming? We got National Signing Day's coming up here, man. The big one is the first one. They got two dates, and they have now for a while. Another stupid-ass thing to have. But anyway, National Signing Day, December 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Boy, that thing has quieted down, huh?
Yeah. The transfer portal has room. Remember how big that used to be?
I know.
I mean, people were blowing that thing up, man. And we'd have it, and they're going, did we get him? Did he make up his mind? It's between Florida State, Florida, and Miami. And they're going, people are saying he's not going to Florida now. You know, and especially with our local top three or four guys who were, you know, three or four or five-star guys, and we watched them, and they went to one of the big schools down here and saw how good he was, and oh my God, they got him. That puts us in the top 10. And now it's like it's what Mario did after spring football. Remember, we're talking to him, Woody, and we're out there a few times. And it said, hey, man, love your spring football team. Went out there. He goes, yeah, we got some areas that, but this has been good. But we'll have a completely different look the next time you see us. They go out and get five or six transfer portal guys Right? And I mean really good ones. Defensive tackle from Michigan State. Barrow comes in. You get a running back out of Oregon State who's obviously added a lot to the running back room. And yeah, it's a, I'll tell you what, you talk about changes in sports that we've had and, you know, especially as we get older and, you know, and things change and, you know, certain sports, you see a lot of different things and some of them you like and some you don't. I get it, man. I get it. But nothing has changed more than college football. Some of the money for these top five-star quarterbacks that we're going to see, for the guys where they look and they just – there are some guys come out of high school. And by the way, I was told this is back when Elway and Marino came out. One guy was an East Coast guy, and Elway is a California guy. And they come out, and everybody in the country – and this is before the explosion of everybody, you know, where we know everything about every guy, and they're going to all the same camps and – and you know about them. We got video on all of them. We know how good the competition they play. They said, hey, I remember like yesterday, like Marino and Elway, man. Two best in the business, really good baseball players, could play, could be Major League Baseball players, big arms. And sure enough, you know, they were right. Those guys end up, you know, being first-round picks in the NFL. But these guys now, they didn't make any money back then. They just got a scholarship and maybe a few bucks for their tickets or whatever was going under the table back then. But, man, now, Woody, where's this money head of – the quarterback position is so important in college football. So
well, we're at – what are we at, 10.5?
Well
– the cost. That's the cost of doing business right now? I don't
so
know.
So I'm guessing that's
where
not –
where are we going with
I
it?
I can't believe they're giving him $10 million a
what
year.
Do you mean you can't believe it?
They're not giving him $10 million a year.
No, maybe not a year, but, like, that's
no,
what,
no,
that's
that
what the cost
be,
is. I don't know if it's annual or not.
No, no, that could be – well, but if that's like, hey, you play 4 years, this is what you're looking at to start with. And
we'll I'd be shocked if guys played 4 years anymore. I'd be shocked they stayed at one school.
Well, that's why.
I mean, who knows, man. But, yeah, these are the numbers. It's like what it's going to be. I don't know.
But, yeah, so this thing.
When you don't cap it and you let schools do whatever they want with whoever they want, right? You can ask anyone for the money. It doesn't matter who they are.
Correct.
What their affiliation is to the program, it just doesn't matter.
Nothing has changed more than, to your point, nothing changed more than college football in the name of money. No question about it. Transfer portal. I can hear about National Signing Day, and Mario is like, National Signing Day is still the most important thing. I listen to every other coach. National Signing Day, getting those young guys in, developing them, and they're your guys. And I was like, yeah, but if they're a little slow developing and you're not sure after spring football or even before spring football, you've seen guys and know how good they are because they've played at a college football level. What even if it's smaller schools, we've seen guys come in and have good success. So now you got a whole team of people that do nothing but evaluate transfer portal people. Crazy world, man.
And these commitments mean nothing, right? I mean,
they do once you sign for 1 year,
yeah,
at least.
Well, until you decide to leave. But yeah, it's a very strange system. They didn't cap it. They didn't do anything like that. And now you got anyone and everyone involved, right? I mean, Portnoy jumped. You know, he wants to give a bunch of money. He's got the money to give.
A
great.
A lot of guys want to be ahead. Involved. And by the way, they not only want to be involved, they want to talk about it. They want people to know because it's good for their business. And you know, it almost makes you feel like you're like part owner of a team when you get involved.
But it's scary when you get someone like, I don't know, Stephen Ross involved, right? Like, if you find out Stephen Ross is giving money to Michigan for players, I mean, think of, I don't know what it costs to get your name on a building there. I'm guessing it's not cheap.
Well, the business school, I think, was a $400 million.
Okay. So that's a lot of players you could buy with that.
Stephen Ross.
Right? Like, he's got his name on a bunch of stuff there, man. You drive through that campus,
oh, no.
His name's all over the freaking place.
He loves that school. I don't know if he still goes to as many games as he used to. But
what if he says, hey, I can't win with the Dolphins, but I can win with these guys?
I don't think he... That was kind of a shot, but I get. No, I get.
No, but I imagine out of every person who's frustrated with the Dolphins situation, I can't imagine there's a human being more frustrated than that guy.
Yes.
Because it's his money.
It is, but make no mistake about it.
He has tried so hard. He's tried every friggin' option possible.
He doesn't own the Michigan team, but...
He could.
You really can. I mean, it's cool. I get what you're saying.
Depends on what he wants to pay, but...
I'm not saying Stephen Ross, when they get ready to do something, they don't make a phone call to make sure Mr. Ross is okay with that, because he does. Listen, he gives a lot of money to a school. There's no But you're right. There's one thing Stephen Ross wants. Same thing you want, same thing I want, and anybody listening right now that's a Dolphin fan. There's one thing everybody wants: success in the playoffs. Really. And by the way, it starts, man. Mike, once again, is not hiding from the importance of this game and what's out there, and not playing this that, oh, it's just another game. We just got... He understands. He understands what people are saying. This is a big game for this organization, and all the things involved. Because let's be honest, we've all done this and said, okay, we've been 9-3, we've been 8-3 the last 2 years. We're 5-6, but playing some of our best football. Matter of fact, some of Mike's best football right now with his team is going on right now. And people are going to go, yeah, but who have you played? It's been at home. Yeah, you've been competitive. But when are you going to win in the cold weather against a team that's a playoff team? When are you going to win one of those games late in the year? And so it's out there. And Tua's talked about it. We have some of that stuff. Mike McDaniel talked about it yesterday. We'll have some of that stuff. So, yeah. This game checks all the boxes, man. Road, cold, playoff team, and they got to play in it. You got to play in it. And by the way, you're going in. It is. I agree. Perk had Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel said, is this the best that Mike McDaniel's team has played in his 3 years? Is this the best run of football? And I don't – it's right up there. There's no question since, and he's talking about basically the five games since Tua's been back. Your defense doesn't get talked about enough how good it's been. Seventh defense in, or sixth defense in football right now. And you've got, I think your passing game is actually better because of Jonnu Smith. I had no idea Jonnu Smith was going to be this good. Along with the other guys who are healthy and fresh because they haven't been used very much on the outside. So now you just got to go and Thursday night, you can't get any more. You're on national TV. Everybody that's got a belly full of food and probably a lot of cold beer in them, if not other stuff, going to be watching that game, man, to see. And so, man, this is perfect. I'm curious too. By the way, number one question, I always like, Woody, I always go, you'll tell me what people are asking you. I go, hey, number one question, man. We got a shot this week. We got a shot against Green Bay. What do you think? And people bring up, it's cold, you know. No, I didn't know. Yesterday, I was playing tennis. Somebody goes, you know, it's going to be cold up there. Wow. I go, nice job by you. Like, they're trying to make a point, but it just, like, you know, it's going to be cold. I go, yeah.
Well, Tua was right when he said it's time to kill narratives because, look, man, it's what is it, Joe? It's November, like mid-late November, and it's cold all over the country.
Yes.
This is just the reality, right? Like, you have to play in these games, unfortunately.
You've got a couple of these coming up. You got one in Cleveland.
Yeah, there's going to be every year, though, right?
Jets, and late in the year.
You're not going to dodge these games. No. I mean, you're going to go on the road in the playoffs at some point. Like, you have to be able to play in these things. And the cold thing is not so much an NFL thing, man. Kind of getting tired of hearing about that. Like, I know it's a college thing.
I don't think.
If Miami was going up to play a Syracuse in a outdoor stadium, I'd be very concerned. I would be very, very concerned. I don't know what the weather in Syracuse is off the top of my head. I assume it's frigid. But if they were going to play and it was an outdoor stadium, I'd be like, all right, I have serious concerns about their ability to handle that weather.
It has been true that we have not been, for years now, a good cold weather team. But I got news for you. It's a lot more than it's just cold. You might want to look at your roster. Seriously.
Yeah, and the teams you've been playing in those games?
Yeah, but yeah. So this thing, we laugh every time we hear this because our teams went on the road in cold weather and we won.
But so, it's not like the Dolphins have, you know, they
but,
go out
because we
and,
had good teams.
But the Dolphins will go out and, you know, pick a bunch of South Florida kids to be on their team. That's not how it works, right?
Right. Yeah.
The Canes a little bit different, right? I mean, you're trying to recruit your backyard. So you got a lot of guys that are from down here that don't spend a lot of time or any time in those frigid temperatures.
I agree, and I'm not. You're right about that. All that stuff is, but I'm with you about one thing. I'm sick of hearing about the cold weather. The biggest thing, like everybody's got to play in it. But by the way, it's not like Green Bay doesn't have kids from South Florida on their guys, not kids.
Yeah, you're right, but it's just not something you usually hear about in the NFL.
Just gets. You know? Just after a while, maybe I've been doing this. It's getting old, and I don't need a guy to go out. I don't need like 1 year we're up in Buffalo. This is probably 10 or 15 years ago, and it was freezing. One of those games, Bills, the end of the year, and we had 3 or 4 guys come out in a short T-shirt, the cutoff T-shirt, and it was freezing. Man, I had everything possible because you got to walk across the field to get up to the booth, one of those old stadiums, and I was like. You're kidding. I go, watch this. And I go, you know, maybe he's a bad guy. Maybe these guys. Those guys didn't last. They didn't last 15 minutes out there. And you see him starting to walk back and walk back in the locker room. Like, I don't need that try to tough guy. By that way, the other team doesn't go, wow, look at that guy. It's cold. It's 20 degrees and look at that. That dude's not affected. Look at him. He's out talking. I don't need any of that pregame tough guy stuff of, you know, you got a T-shirt on and it's friggin' cold. Like the guy, did you see the video of the Cleveland game and it's snowing and they show some idiot up there, two guys, the belly, you know what they look like, and they don't have their shirt on. Like, okay, you got on TV, man, is that what you wanted? Like, it's stupid. And you can't tell me you're comfortable, like, you can't tell me, like, it doesn't affect me. Like, okay, man.
Those fans are something, though, man. You got to give those people credit.
I tell you what, I give those people.
We were talking
Cleveland
about it before the show, people that go to those games.
They got a bad team. Man. They filled it up, and they friggin' won.
There won't be a seat to be had in that place on Thursday night where you're going to be. And I have, you know, I guess those are all mostly bleacher seats.
I think
right?
Green
metal
Bay,
bleacher seats.
I think Green Bay's got the longest waiting list to get tickets of anybody.
Yeah, I would think. You have people
NFL.
Have to die over there to get tickets.
Yeah,
right?
they're hard
and
to get.
And even then, I think they pass them down.
Considering that town, that's a weird. The whole makeup of Green Bay being a small area compared to what NFL cities and having Milwaukee, what, an hour away is. Kind of weird, but, man, they are popular. You know, Mr. Lombardi, thank you so much for what you've done, man, to get that thing started.
You gonna bring us
old
back
Vince.
Some of that that fresh cheese?
No, I'm not. And, by the way, here, save that. You can talk. That was old yesterday, and you're starting again today. Hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, though, first thing this morning, man. Yeah, I want to talk about Suburbans and Tahoes. By the way, they got some new ones coming out here end of the year, man, just in time for the holiday season. Spoil yourself and get yourself something really comfortable. And I got to tell you, for the holiday season, you got to stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers and check out what they are calling the best overall products they have ever had from top to bottom. Those gorgeous, big, comfortable Suburbans and Tahoes, right down to a midsize Traverse, down to the Trailblazer, the Blazer, the Equinox, and then I got to tell you about all those Silverado trucks, man, and what they have, those loaded Silverado trucks, the HDs, man, just fantastic. The new style they have inside and all the technology you get with it, strong, durable Silverado trucks like you've had one custom made for you. Hey, and while you're out there, check out the new Corvettes. My God, my two neighbors, and both happily married, but they got those good-looking Corvettes, man. My gosh, are they nice. Hey, new and used, it's never looked better. If you're starting to look around for something, man, you're going to love what you see at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Check it out. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today for the holiday season at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What are some of those little things that you guys are going to do to try to replicate that? And then also, how do those narratives about the Dolphins not being able to play in the cold make you specifically feel?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week. It's nothing revolutionary. I'm not gonna throw it out there for the world and act like we've checked the box of we've got this answered.
That was Mike McDaniel asked about the cold weather. I don't know what you're supposed to say. You just got to go up and win. By the way, they win this game and they get to 6-6. It's officially on, and it's okay. It's okay if you let it go a little bit and have some fun with it, with the Jets on deck.
This has to be a first in the NFL, right? Where a team's getting peppered with questions about cold weather.
No. That's not. What do you mean?
I don't ever remember this happening.
Well, you're too young, brother. You haven't been in the business because this cold thing's been around since we've had.
All I know is the thing, like, I just don't remember any teams getting, like, peppered with questions about, like, how are you going to handle the cold and all. I don't know, man.
I don't know what Mike's supposed to say, but to your point. I'd have fun, too. I go, I'm going to wear an extra jacket. I don't know if you're asking, listen, man, they're aware of it. Mike's talked about this. They just got to win. Whether you're 9-3 or 8-3 and going to play somewhere, or you're 5-6, and you're playing really well, they ought to have a little bit of confidence right now going up there. They got a really good defense. Their offense not running the ball well, but the short passing game has kind of taken the place of it. And so you just got to go up and beat an 8-3 Green Bay team. This would be a good test for the defense. It's one of the best running teams in the National Football League, over 150 yards a game. Up there with the big boys, if we always talk about the Lions and the Eagles being, two of the best running teams, in Baltimore, I don't want to forget about Baltimore if you saw that show last night, too. The big horse was running again, man.
The biggest horse.
Yeah, what'd he go for, 140?
Yeah.
By the way, it's been good. Have a couple of running backs really get after it. Saquon and then again, what you saw last night was...
This guy in Green Bay, though, is... I know he doesn't get mentioned in those conversations, but Josh Jacobs is pretty good, man.
He is. That's a good
pick. He's had some really good years.
He
just doesn't get mentioned in, like, the Saquon or the big horse and Derrick Henry, but he's a medium-sized horse, I guess?
I don't know.
Where do you put him in your
I don't know.
Ranking?
Well, the horses that... There's two big horses, and then we go from there. By the way, those two big horses got a different gear when they're out in front, too. Have you noticed all the long runs? Once they get through that line of scrimmage and past those linebackers, and then you're like, you're chasing them. One of those 190-pound defensive backs going, all right, wow, he's pretty fast. I'll let him go.
You'd be better able to answer this than I would, but Derrick Henry is the most freakish athlete I have ever seen in any sport, and that includes LeBron. A guy that size who can run that fast downhill.
He is
I've never seen anyone like that. I don't know if there's anyone you can compare him to.
No, he's super durable. Now that my son sends me all the health stuff that he has, and he eats once a day. He's a once a day eating guy.
Oh, he's one of those intermittent
called where you eat once a day. And he's got anything out there that allows him that says, hey, this helps your body heal fast and this is good. He's super healthy, what goes into the engine. And
it's truly remarkable, though. So, like I said, I don't know if there's ever been anybody in pro sports
have you
like
ever,
that.
Have you ever seen, if you ever get a chance, every so often, you see a guy down on the field warming up, and it's okay. You got to be secure to say this, but you just go, my God, look at that friggin' body. And he is one of the five or six guys through the years, because he's kind of a long guy, long arms, and he's not 5'8 or 5'9. That's a big dude. And you're going, wow, look at that. Yeah, he is. He's impressive. By the way, Lamar didn't hurt his chances for another MVP last night as they get a win over the Chargers. What do you have? Three touchdowns again. Couple throwing and ran for one again. So he throws three more touchdowns and a win on his resume for see what's going on. And that team's still trying to play catch up a little bit there with the Steelers who are also up there. That'll be a fun ending. By the way, the other story kind of with a bunch of stuff going on here this morning, a lot of Dolphin stuff, and Omar Kelly will join us a little bit later on. Two really good stories are coming actually out of New York with those two dysfunctional teams, the Jets and the Giants, which, by the way, this is about as bad. Now, they've had a bunch of bad teams in recent years, but together with their five wins, this could be about as bad as it's been. To the point, they're both looking for a quarterback next year, right? They're going to be two of the teams going, we're looking for a quarterback. So this Aaron Rodgers thing, which today I guess will be a big day to find out, you know, what Aaron Rodgers thinks about everything now that while he's on the bye week and became a big Golden Bear fan again, that he was, he'll be back and now have to answer all that stuff. And then Daniel Jones cleared waivers and is now a free agent. So it will be interesting. You got to pay him almost $12 million for the rest of the year. So it's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. They're saying no secret. A bunch of teams are interested in then having him on the team. But that's two stories. I'm really curious to see what's going to happen is the two Jets quarterbacks and what happens going forward. What team does Daniel Jones join? And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, there's so much junk out there. Aaron Rodgers, they're going to just put him on the bench. Aaron Rodgers is going to play it out. You know, Aaron Rodgers wants out after this year. He doesn't want to go back there. It's a mess. And then on top of that, like all this stuff coming together, it's just crazy. The 33rd team firm, if you haven't heard it, founded and operated by Mike Tannenbaum. He was a former Jets GM, and, of course, we had Mike as VP of football operations down here with Rick Spielman, former general manager for the Miami Dolphins as well as Minnesota, will help the process. They're going to be the two lead guys that will help Woody Johnson find a general manager and a head coach. So they're going to use their consulting services, the 33rd team. And guess who wants that job so badly is Sexy Rexy Ryan. Says he wants. He's got unfinished business and he wants that job. And you know what happens, man. You get on TV and they hear you saying things and you're going, hey, man, hey, that's a guy. Orlovsky now all of a sudden looks like he could be a coordinator or a quarterback coach because he's just all the things he's breaking down and owners and the families are watching that going, that's the guy we need. Maybe that is the guy. So a lot of people think, and I know Mike Florios, who's going to join us tomorrow, thinks that's a great idea. You very seldom see, I don't know if it's ever happened, to be fair. I know it happens in baseball. I'm aware of Steinbrenner getting rid of guys and having them come back, and it's happened in some other sports. I can't remember. I was thinking last night, Woody, I know you're a lot younger than I am, but can't remember a guy getting fired and then like, 7 or 8 years later going, you know, now that you're on ESPN, we kind of like you. We like what you're doing. I don't know.
So them hiring all these people to help or whatever, like, doesn't lead me to believe they're just going to go with a retread, right? You would think that would mean they're trying to find someone young, someone who knows, you know, what they're doing.
For me to have Mike Tannenbaum, who was there with the Jets when Rex was there,
By the way, Twitter was at its best yesterday. That announcement came out. The comments below it.
Yeah, no,
was fantastic.
Sure. I'm guessing it would be a bad look for Mike Tannenbaum owning that thing and going, you know, I looked around and honestly, I think Rex is the guy. It just makes no sense.
The guy he sits next to on TV?
I just don't. Yes, that's exactly right. The guy sitting next to on TV.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that, by the way, Woody, that's a great point. Can you imagine Woody Johnson, who doesn't have a clue either as an owner, going, hey, so Mike, what do you think? And he goes, well, the guy sitting next to, like on ESPN, guy that gets after people pretty good, like hammering the Jets.
I almost don't want to laugh because Giants. I feel like we've been in situations like this before, but man. Aaron Rodgers effed that team up.
Oh!
Boy, did he take a blowtorch to that thing.
Honestly, you can't really blame Aaron Rodgers. You allowed him to have all that power. I always love when somebody says, it's his fault. And you go, no. He didn't force everybody. You know, you took him, and with him, you knew what you were going to get, and he started asking, and you gave him everything he wanted. Including trading for a guy. You think Devontae Adams wants to stay there?
No, and he won't. But here's the other thing that I will say. I don't fault the Jets at all for going for it.
Yeah,
it obviously didn't work. You can't be, you know, we're playing the result of it. But I don't fault them for going for
it. No.
Aaron Rodgers is on the market. Who do you have? Zach Wilson?
You just never know.
Actually, basically, what was it? Mike White was their guy at that point, wasn't he?
I would
is it between like him and Zach Wilson. I don't have any problem. Like you want to go for Aaron Rodgers? It's a great swing.
The problem is you didn't know that Aaron Rodgers lost. Whenever time a guy starts to lose it physically, he's lost it. He doesn't make the throws.
Well, I don't think the Achilles thing helped.
I'm just saying, whatever it is, injury, age.
Yeah, but either way, like I don't at all fault them for taking a swing at it. Look at the Bucks took a swing at Brady, and look how that worked out.
Not
the damn Super Bowl.
No, I'm sure that's helped everybody going. You saw with Brady. Once again, we're all working off Brady.
I hate comparing the two of those guys because they have nothing in common. But
yeah. All right. Hey,
listen. Aaron was also, what is he, 10 years younger than Brady? Maybe close to that, right?
7, 8 years. I don't know.
He's much younger.
Yeah, he's 40.
Everyone's younger than Brady.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got to go to break here, Woody. And Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T is a serious thing. And during the holiday season, if you're struggling right now, constantly tired, your energy level is shot, and you're going, I've just really started to notice I'm always tired. And with it, you get moody. If you got kids and they call you a grumpy old man, you know you got a problem. On top of that, you used to work out. You're doing so well and doing great and working out, and then all of a sudden, less and less and less, and you're sitting home. And by the way, when you're working out a lot, you're eating. Now you're still eating the same amount, but you're not exercising, so you know what happens. Hello, 20 pounds. Nice to meet you. Hey, Atlantic Men's Clinic takes care of ED and low T. If that sex drive is also an issue right now, it's normal. Happens to all men out there. Half the men in their 50s have ED. They're not going to tell you, but they have it. They know they have it. If you're going through that, hey, listen, I got great news, especially for this holiday season coming up. You want to do something special for yourself or tell somebody that you care about that has a problem, hey, man, send them to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Guaranteed great results. Not good, great. When you get on Atlantic Men's Clinic program, so all you have to do, by the way, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Set it up today. Your initial visit includes a medical consultation. You meet with their professionals and Florida licensed medical provider and a T and a PSA test. Get your results back and get ready to put you on a program if you're ready. If you're ready to sign up and go with 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. You have one close to you. More coming. More on the way. 877-455-7300. Unbelievable results for me. A man that had low T and ED. Whew, did I. 8, 9 months ago, it's been gone for a long time. And, man, I feel great, and I know you will, too. Go to AtlanticMansClinic.com.
All right, Joe, you ready for a little weather action here? It's brought to you by the Demesman Andover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. You already know the deal, man.
No, I do, but all people really care about is what's the tennis weather look like around that, let's just say, 11 to 12 o'clock time today.
All right. Well, it says on the weather app, it says it's 69 and fair.
Okay. Warming up to what?
69, usually fair. Let's see.
Or did you just want to say 69 again?
I only say it when it says it on here, I swear to you. It looks like it's going to peak at 80.
All right, good.
With no rain.
All right, those. Man, we've had some great days down here.
Also says it feels like 69.
If you've been reminded of why you live here on this weather that we've had recently, including that the Sunday game, I'm guessing Saturday.
Yeah, watch that game Thursday. It'll be beautiful here. You'll be freezing your basketballs off up there.
I did check the high of low 30s and a low under 20. So all right. Hey, by the way, man, we got two huge games, folks, going on Thursday night and Saturday at 3:30, both on the road for both the Miami Dolphins and the University of Miami. And I mean, these are huge, huge games. First of all, the Dolphins, because of what happened when Tua was out of the lineup, are digging out of a hole and now have a chance to get back to 6-6 and really just get rid of that whole thing that's around this team about cold weather and playing against good teams late in the year and you can't win, you know, and all that on the road against those teams. All this stuff, you can put closure to that topic. You really can. And for the University of Miami, listen, it's been a great story to get to 10-1. It's been great. But now you're here. And now you realize you got a real, real special guy at quarterback. It's not from me. It's from everybody. Everybody in the football world knows you got one of those real special guys with a quick release and an accurate arm and all that stuff. You got to go up to Syracuse, and you got to win that game. I don't care. I literally watched the Syracuse-UConn highlights to see what they're looking at. And look, it might be a shootout. Those receivers are good. They're real good players. Make a lot of contested catches, even when guys had good coverage. Kyle McCord, I don't know NFL-wise, but he's having a hell of a year. Listen, Kyle McCord and Cam Ward are both going to go to 4,000 yards by the end of this game. McCord needs just under 100 yards. Cam's just behind him. With one of his normal games, they're both going to be over 4,000 yards passing. Kyle McCord is currently 1, Cam Ward is 2. So 26 touchdowns. He's a guy from Ohio State, so you know, and had good numbers last year at Ohio State. And the Cam Ward is, you know, at a different level with 34 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, what, 3 or 4 more running the football. So look, I know Syracuse is a good team. They're 8-3. I get it. You got to go up there, and you got to get some stops. I don't expect all of a sudden that the secondary is going to hold them to like 200 yards when this guy has done it against everybody all season long. He's thrown for big yards. But you got to find a way to win that game, man. And if it has to be a shootout, if it has to be one of those 45-38 specials, those old Dan Marino, Ken O'Brien games, and that's what it's got to be, man.
Yeah, whatever you got to do. This is the biggest game in 20 years.
Big, big game.
Right? I mean, I can't remember.
Nothing bigger.
This is the difference between winning and losing this game is so unbelievably dramatic, right? Like, you lose this game, and you're playing in a December ball game of some kind.
Unbelievable.
Right? You win this game, you're going and you're playing for a conference championship and a shot at the playoff. And then you know what? Then the next week we can say that this is the biggest game
That's
in
all right.
20 years.
But right now, though, this is.
This is so big.
You don't have
big,
to get
though,
ahead. This is
the difference between, again, a win and a loss in this game is so unbelievably dramatic.
Well, first of all, you're not going to the ACC championship if you lose, and you got no shot at a playoff.
Absolutely.
They're not going to go with everything going on with the SEC, and people are already pissed off. The SEC might get 4 or 5 teams in with a lot of 2-loss teams, and even a 3-loss team might get in. And we'll know more about that tonight, although, again, we're going to have a lot of upsets again this week.
Yeah, but you're not sneaking in with 2 bad conference losses.
No.
No way. Not in that ACC.
Nope.
You're not sneaking in.
No, nope. Agree. No, no question.
You're playing in the pinstripe bowl or whatever bowl you're tied to. And you know what? Everyone's going to opt out and just go beat Syracuse, man. Please.
So that's your situation for both teams, University of Miami and the Miami Dolphins. These games are...
Which game are you feeling better about if you had to pick one?
Well, I mean, the easy one is just to say University of Miami.
Yeah.
But I think the Dolphins have a chance to win this game off what they did against Buffalo. They have a chance. I don't expect Green Bay is going to run away and pound them. I just think defensively, they got a really good defense, man. Anthony Weaver's done a hell of a job. And offensively, as Perk said in the Sun Sentinel, this run they're on right now in these last five games, even though I know they're just 3-2, they played some really good football. And since he's been back, they're averaging now 30 points a game, 29 points a game. So, we'll see, man.
This is a good texture, Joe. 954 says the Canes need to be the dictator at Syracuse. They can't allow the QB to just stand back there. This is on the D-line, in my opinion.
He's right.
The D-line played a lot better against Wake Forest. They did get some pressure back there. That is, I believe, as well going to be a huge key to that game. Can you get some pressure?
I did see him against UConn not getting pressure, and yeah, he sits back there.
Picks you apart, right?
And he's got guys. He's going to see a one-on-one on the outside. They throw the ball down the field a ton of passes down the field to a group of receivers, not just one guy. And listen, I've known Aronde Gadsden Jr. for a while. He's a great kid, but listen, and Pop's probably going to be up there, right? Aronde probably go up and see his son play. Kind of cool to see, and this is a big game for them. But you got to win, man. You are playing for a hell of a lot more than they're playing for, and it's going to be loud, and you just – if you're a playoff team, you're going to win this game. If you're really a playoff team, you win this game.
You're right.
And so –
can you imagine if we come in on Monday and have two wins?
Be great.
Come back from the holiday.
Make it one hell of a weekend, man. I could tell you that. Make it one hell of a weekend and a fun Sunday to sit back and enjoy for sure.
Yeah. No, it's cool, by the way, that we're involved in these games. You know, I didn't know that 2-6 the Dolphins would have any look at something like this.
You weren't drinking the Kool-Aid?
Not at all, to be honest with
you. You weren't drinking my Kool-Aid?
I wasn't drinking your Kool-Aid. You're alive. Your 7-seed deal is alive. 7-seed Joe lives. You sold us hope, and we're all buying in once again.
Not everybody. I know they're still...
And for the Canes to be in this position, the Canes being in this position is incredible, man. It's awesome. But you got to go up there and win because, like we said, the difference between a win and a loss in that game is,
Oh, man. Either getting ready to play an ACC championship game.
Or it's all over.
Or figuring out who wants to go play in a secondary bowl. And by the way, everybody's going to want you because they're like, hey, I know you didn't get in the playoffs, but you're kind of our top team we're kind of interested in. People like watching you guys. You're fun.
Yeah, except for when they find out that Cam Ward's going to be a top five pick in the draft and he doesn't want to risk, you know.
Right. By the way.
I would never blame him.
Nope. Welcome to the new world of.
I'd be shocked if he played.
Well,
in one
listen,
of those games.
That's why.
But let's not worry about it.
You just brought it up, though.
Yeah,
you couldn't help yourself. You always like to get ahead of something with something negative. Seriously, you are. Let me get ahead of it and put a negative spin on it, too. And by the way, we've got a lot more stuff. The Freak's in town tonight, man. And they're playing a little bit better. Although the Heat need to, again, this home court thing is real.
It's a cup game tonight.
I don't care about the cup game. I really don't. The cup does nothing for me. Great looking court. It'll be fun. But just win the game. Jimmy Butler, this new Jimmy Butler, I got to be more aggressive. And when I'm aggressive, I can get all the other guys, and they like it, and they feed off me. Really, Jimmy, that's good to know. You just figured that out, man. That's great. Whatever it is, man, whatever this recent Jimmy has been, go get him, man. Go get him and keep it going for sure. Hey,
he likes playing the Bucks, though. Remember that playoff game he had against them?
Jimmy has had some big games against everybody in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens. Anyway. And by the way, the Panthers, whew, man, we're sitting there telling that 7-game win streak. Maybe we all stroked them too much because another loss last night to the Capitals, where they lost 6 of 7. Toronto's in town tomorrow night. We got lots going on, though, man. If you're on break and looking for stuff to do with your family, pretty good time, man. A lot of good stuff going on in this town. Hey, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Where do the pros go, man? Where do the pros go when they get injured? I get it almost every day. And I go, Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, And the Miami Dolphins, along with FIU and FAU, all use those great doctors at that great sports medicine program Baptist Health South Florida's put together. So to have one of the best and get where everybody in the country's talking about you having this great program, you got to go out and get specialists for every part of the body. You got to get really good people. For any kind of knee injury, for a shoulder injury, for a foot and ankle, you need a couple of those doctors. Everything to do with the foot, broken toes, to any problems with that ankle. Hand specialists, yes, hand specialists and back specialists, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. I can go on and on, man, with these doctors, but all they see is sports-related injuries every day for high school, college, and professional athletes. And yes, whether you're competitive for a team sport or individual sport, the next time you have an injury, it's nice to know we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Baptist Health South Florida, thank you so much for putting this group together, man. It is an all-star lineup with three great locations of Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium now, right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Oh, Broward County, we got a great location for you. Hey, the next time you have any kind of injury, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day, no matter what you do or who you are, it's getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.